Instructors, this is Brandon. Let me speak and how can I help you?
Hey, is Daryl around by chance?
No, sir, he is not, man. Take a message for him.
Yeah, definitely. But real quick before we do that, is there normally a good time to catch him over there, or is it just hit and miss?
It's kind of hit and miss. He's, you know, just always generally so busy, he's rarely here.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there a message I could take for him, though, and I could, you know, get that to him?
Yeah, definitely. My name's Kyle. Calling over here, Cardiff. And,
calling from where, Cal?
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's a little weird to say over the phone. It's Cardiff, C-A-R, like car, and then D-I-F-F, like different.
Okay, Cardiff, okay.
Yeah, and then real quick, does he have anybody else over there since he's pretty busy helping him out with financing, or is that still mostly on him?
That would be me.
Oh, you help him out with financing? Okay, nice. Well, it looks like I'm talking to the right guy here. And you said your name was Brian?
Brandon,
no, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, Brandon, it's nice to meet you here. Are you familiar with some work you guys did over there with BB&T Financial a couple of years back?
Yes, sir.
Okay, nice. Well, based off that relationship you guys were able to establish and maintain with them over there, excuse me, we were able to get you pre-approved over here with us for some equipment capital. Looks like about pre-approved for about 250K or so. Just wanted to touch base, see how business was going for you guys this summer.
Oh, it's going great. However, I can tell you, when it comes to, you know, getting finances for purchasing equipment and stuff like that, we don't do any of that. And he actually, you know, just to save your time, wouldn't really be interested in that due to the fact we never finance equipment. We just buy it due to when, you know, times get rough and you really just don't have a payment that you got to make, you know.
Oh, definitely. That's completely understandable.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, no. Real quick though, is what did you guys do over there with BB&T then? Just was that like for some capital or some?
I believe it was actually for a vehicle.
Oh, for a vehicle. Oh, mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay, yeah, that's the only reason I was calling, just because you had a good relationship with them. I wanted to follow up. But is there normally a, I don't mean to step on any relationships you guys have currently, you know, we're just kind of like a secondary source. Mm-hmm. You know, in this economy, it's nice to know a couple different people. Is there normally a time of year you guys do evaluate, though, or look to do that kind of thing?
Usually at the end of the year.
Okay, take mm-hmm. advantage of tax write-offs and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
Okay, nice. And then, who's your guys' local bank you work with?
PNC.
PNC? Okay, nice. You guys have a pretty good relationship with them over there.
Yes, sir.
Nice. So, and do you have, like, a line of credit through them?
No.
No? Okay. Do you guys have a line of credit at all?
No, sir.
Oh, well, that's nice. So you're able to kind of... Do you ever run into cash flow problems that way?
No. We haven't. He's been very blessed.
That's good. That's good. That's really good to hear. That's kind of rare, too, especially being a construction company. And then, so, you guys staying pretty busy over there this summer?
Mm-hmm.
A lot going on and whatnot. Nice. Okay, so, do you think you guys are tracking to beat last year, this year?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. You guys done anything different, or is it kind of just a good year going?